Hi, everyone. This is Kelly, your nutritional nerd, bringing you the health news you want to hear. Before we start, I'd like to take a moment to remind you that this information is intended for general purposes only. It is not a substitute for professional medical advice, and that you should always seek the advice of a medical practitioner for your unique case. Now, on to today's topic, sugar. By now, most people are aware that not all calories are created equal. A calorie from a baked potato will have a different effect on the body than one from a whole egg. But what about sugar? Are all sugars created equal? Is the sugar we get from an apple the same as the sugar added to apple juice? Sugar is a ubiquitous part of our diet, and it's found in many foods and drinks that we consume daily. However, as you may have guessed, not all sugars are the same. Understanding their differences is essential to make informed choices about what we eat and drink. So, let's break it down by comparing natural sugars and sugar additives. First, natural sugars are known as intrinsic sugars. They're naturally occurring sugars found in whole foods, like fruits, dairy products, and starchy vegetables, as well as minimally processed foods like whole grain pasta, brown rice, cheese, and yogurt. Mother Nature will typically bundle intrinsic sugars with other nutrients like fiber or protein that slow how quickly the sugars are digested. When these natural sugars are absorbed, they are absorbed more slowly. It will prevent a rapid blood sugar spike and subsequent drop that can commonly lead to weight gain, diabetes, or insulin resistance. Many whole foods that contain natural sugars are also loaded with vitamins, minerals, and essential nutrients that our bodies and brains need to function properly, making them the smartest choice. Sugar additives, on the other hand, are sugars added to foods by manufacturers during processing. You can find these types of sugars in various processed foods and drinks like cakes, candies, cookies, and sodas. So it's essential to read ingredient labels carefully when making food choices. It's tricky because sugar additives go by many different names. In fact, there are over 61 different names for sugar. Now, some of them are familiar, like high fructose corn syrup, but others, like mannose, for example, are not. Other added sugars include malt syrup, cane sugar, brown sugar, honey, sucrose, dextrose, and agave nectar. These and other added sugars provide little to no nutritional value, and their excessive consumption can lead to health issues. Moreover, sugar additives are often added to ultra-processed foods and drinks, which can have additional adverse health effects, including weight gain and an increased risk of chronic disease. So, which sugars are best? Well, ultimately, the body similarly processes all sugars, regardless of where they come from. That's because natural sugars and added sugars both have similar chemical structures. But the main differences lie in what those sugars are paired with. You see, the natural sugars that occur in fruits and vegetables contain fiber and other healthy nutrients that slow the sugar's absorption. But even still, there typically isn't a lot of natural sugar present in whole foods. An apple, for example, has only about 19 grams of sugar, which is compared to 3 grams of which is paired with 3 grams of fiber and various vitamins and compounds that can help protect against disease. But it is important to note that consuming fruit juice is not the same as eating a whole fruit. Fruit juice contains much more sugar in concentrated form than a single serving of fruit, and it often lacks the natural fibers contained in the entire fruit. On the other hand, a 20-ounce bottle of regular soda can contain 69 grams of sugar, but no fiber or nutritional benefits. So, when consuming whole fruits and vegetables, their natural sugars are usually balanced with other beneficial nutrients, and that makes them a healthier choice for maintaining a balanced diet and supporting proper neuronutrition. While natural sugars in whole foods are generally considered healthier than sugar additives in ultra-processed foods, consuming them in moderation is still essential. When we overindulge in sugar, regardless of its source, our bodies can't differentiate if we've had a glass of grape juice or a bag of grape jelly beans. Consuming no more than 10% of your daily calories from added sugar is recommended. Now, from a nutritionist's standpoint, even 10% is too much. Otherwise, too much sugar from natural sources or sugar additives can lead to weight gain and an increased risk of chronic diseases like type 2 diabetes, tooth decay, obesity, and heart disease. Excessive sugar intake can also contribute to inflammation in the body, which scientists have linked to assorted health problems. Numerous studies have demonstrated that high insulin levels, known as hyperinsulinemia, significantly increases the likelihood of developing Alzheimer's. Plus, medical experts believe that individuals with type 1 diabetes who do not produce insulin also have an increased risk of developing Alzheimer's. Now, for the bottom line, not all sugars are created equal, and the types of sugars we consume can significantly impact our health. While natural sugars found in fruits, vegetables, and dairy products provide essential nutrients and energy for our bodies, sugar additives in processed foods can lead to adverse health effects. So it's necessary to be mindful of the types of sugar we consume and strive to get most of our sugar intake from whole foods whenever possible. Limiting our consumption of added sugars is one of the most significant steps toward achieving and maintaining optimal health that we can make. So, in conclusion, it is necessary to choose a variety of life-affirming, whole, nutrient-dense foods such as vegetables, fruits, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats to maintain a healthy lifestyle. So, reach for the natural sugars found in whole foods over sugar additives whenever possible. Now, if you need more help, if you struggle with a sugar addiction or can't seem to drop added sugars from your diet, you are not alone. And it might be time to consider reaching out for support, because you don't have to do it alone. I've helped many people get off the sugar roller coaster and shake their sugar addiction for good. So if you would like support doing the same, please know there is hope. Contact me at kelly@happyhuman.com to get started today. As always, that's happy with an I. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, stay happy and healthy.